All right, then. Weather not too good outside. What a great opportunity that presents to curl up on the sofa. Hot water bottle, a little bit of blanket going on there, and snuggle up with a jolly good read. But what should we read this week? We have got a couple of cracking recommendations from Catherine Lana from Browsers Bookshop in Woodbridge. Catherine, good afternoon to you.
Hello.
It is nice weather now, isn't it? The nights have drawn in. It's all curl up in front of the fire with a good book.
That's right. It's a lovely picture, isn't it? It's a lovely thing to do.
It is a lovely thing to do. What are you recommending today? Margaret Trabert. I didn't know she was still going.
Well, yes. She's quite a familiar name, isn't she?
Yeah.
Well, most people, even if they haven't read her novels, she's part of the literary establishment, and she's been writing for 50 years, but her last novel was in 2006, and she said then that it was going to be her last. Fortunately, she changed her mind, and this is her new book. It was published last week, and it's called The Pure Gold Baby, and it's beautifully produced with a very striking retro cover. The story is of Jess, and she's a young woman who has studied anthropology, and she wants to research people in Africa. So that's how it begins, that's how we find her. But then she becomes a single mother.
Is this set in modern day?
No, it's over the lifetime of the main character,
the
baby. So we follow the child. So Jess has become a single mother, and she has to change direction with her career to bring up the child. The child is beautiful and happy, but as she gets older, it's evident that she isn't developing at the same rate as other children. And Jess comes to realise that. Even though the daughter never receives a diagnosis, it's obvious that her needs are such that she's never going to be independent. And naturally, this is a concern to her mother, and her life reflects that need of her daughter. And the story is told by this quite enigmatic narrator. She's called Eleanor. And through her account, we learn about the community of mothers who are supporting Jess, and also the changing attitudes over the years towards disability and also mental health. So it sort of starts in the 60s, and it comes forward. And it's quite a stunning book, I think. It's very gentle in its pace, and it covers some quite difficult issues, but with sensitivity. And I found it very positive and warm, and quite a powerful tale of hope and of love and generosity. But overall, how we all need to adapt to lives when things turn out differently from how we expected.
So it goes over five decades of the lives of these characters.
That's right. And it's a very thoughtful novel and very thought-provoking. And I think it's one that you're more likely to return to. So even though it's a hardback, I'm afraid it's a hardback because it's only just come out, I think it's quite an investment for oneself and also as a gift for friends. So it's a lovely Christmas present.
Sounds good. I mean, she must be in her 70s, Margaret Trabert.
She is, yeah, 74, I think.
So I would think it would be difficult, for anyone to imagine the life of a young person now. Do you know what I mean? Never mind a 74-year-old with all...
Yes, well, I think that's part of her skill, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
That she's able to put herself in the mind of people from different backgrounds, different age groups, and it's very vivid and very powerful. She's obviously very clever, and that's why she's lasted the test of time.
That's why she's an award-winning author.
That's right.
Do you find a difference now in sort of the way that people write about contemporary life, because with the texting and the Twitter and all that, has that infiltrated fiction yet?
Yes. But I think that if you don't like that sort of thing, then this is a book to go to, because it's quite timeless in its perception. I mean, there are some elements in it that bring it to present day, but really it's covering the timeless elements of relationships and doesn't really get bogged down in that sort of thing. I mean, some people are handling texting, mobiles, all those sort of things very well, and certainly you find it in detective novels and things. They have to address things quite differently because people aren't isolated anymore. They've always got contact through a mobile phone.
Well, that's the thing, though. With a mobile phone, that can change a plot completely, because you just think, oh, why don't you give them a ring? And you're thinking, well, in the olden days, you couldn't do that.
That's right. It's
all changed. But a really part of you said that, as you said, they're the literary establishment, Margaret Trabert. So great to have another book out by her.
It is, yes.
Absolutely amazing. And has she made up with her sister yet? Isn't sister A.S. Byatt.
That's right, yes.
We don't talk about that. She'll be listening in, you know. Right, that is the recommendation. You've sold me on that. I'm going to get that from the library. No, I'm going to go and buy it.
That's right.
From a jolly good bookshop. Right,